transmission.
Who's a good baby? Who's a good kitty? Yes, you are, because you know it's 1930. That's right. If Pippa knows, everybody else knows. It is, in fact, 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Isn't that right, Pippa? Oh, rubbing your face against the microphone, isn't that fun? That's right. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And obviously, I'm sitting here with my cat. She was all very anxious to get into doing some kitty business. Yeah, because I got up late. I got up a little bit more than a half an hour ago, about 40 minutes ago, at about 1 p.m. local time. And it was one of those weird days, mornings, days, whatever, when I woke up at about 10:30 a.m. And I thought, oh, it's only 10:30. I think I'll roll over and see if I can sleep for another half an hour. And so I rolled up, where are you going? And Pippa has left. So at 10:30 this morning, I rolled over and I just, I got to reposition myself. And I thought, okay, yeah, I'll sleep for another half an hour. And I didn't think I was sleeping. It was that sleep where I couldn't tell the difference between sleeping and just laying there with my eyes closed. It was bizarre. Thinking about all kinds of stuff, and when I rolled over again to look at the clock, it was almost 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I thought, uh-oh. See, it's weird, because last night I went to bed, it was after 4 a.m. It was about, I don't know, 4:15, I guess. And so, my sleeping has been a little bit weird. I didn't think I was... I took a nap yesterday. I took a two-hour nap yesterday. I didn't think I would be up that late. I didn't think I'd sleep that much. It's weird. So, anyway. Oh, here we are. Finally getting around to doing something. First thing in the afternoon. This is what you call lifestyle. This is what I call good tea. That's so yummy today. Oh, it's good. Oh, yeah. I love tea so much, it's a ridiculous joke. Yeah, so anyway, when I was out in the kitchen, I thought, oh, it looks warm outside today. And yeah, it's almost 70 degrees Fahrenheit. That's what, like 21 or 22 degrees Celsius. But it's very windy. I was looking outside and the trees were heeled over and it was nuts. So we cannot go outside for Dubious Goals Committee today, even though it would be a good day. I'm kind of mad. But I think I will go out later. I will go out by myself. I will not take you with me. Maybe I'll go to Herrenhaven or something and see if I can find some kind of animals. Some kind of dudes. That will be fun. Yes. Almost as fun as drinking this tea. It's like I just can't get enough of it. And that's probably true. Anyway, so why did I stay up so late last night? Well, I was watching anime again, and I was watching a couple of different things. I was watching this one sort of hyper melodrama that I mentioned yesterday. I finished watching that. Convenience store boyfriends. Konbini Kareshi. That was pretty good. I kind of liked it. It was very Mono no Oware. Here comes my cat again. Oh, can you open the door? I don't think she can figure out how to open the door. It's not quite wide enough for her to walk through. Okay, yeah, she's grabbing it with her paw there. She both said, yeah, it's a good kitty. So smart. She figured it out. Then I needed something a little bit more lighthearted, so I watched this other thing that was kind of funny. It was called, what was that called? Oh, it was called, Myself, Yourself. I also watched the rest of Achi Kochi, which I loved. And I hope I can find more of that, or I hope there's another season being created or something, because that was just great. I thought that was... I thought that was neat. And then, that's when I started... Then I started watching Myself, Yourself, which was another kind of... what's the word I'm looking for? Farce. Sort of a high school romance farce, but with a lot of drama in it, too, so... But not as melodramatic soap opera-like as convenience store boyfriends. And then I found this one thing. It's very short anime. Like, the episodes were only, maybe 5 minutes long. And somebody had edited them all together into a 45-minute thing, and I watched that, and it was nutty and kind of wacky. And what was that called? It was called Onsen Spirit. It was called Hot Spring Spirit Hakone. I think that's a name, and it's about these. Well, it's about this kid or these two kids in a hot springs town, and one of the spirits of one of these hot springs manifests itself as a little girl named Hakone. And there's just wacky things ensue after that as they deal with this hot springs spirit. And it was kind of funny. I liked it. So I might watch some more anime today. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Good tea. Very into this tea right now. So delicious. So delicious. Oh. So, yeah. That's about all I've got going on for me today. Although I gotta call my friend up, see what's going on. I gotta remember to do that. I should email myself. Remember to do this. Last night as I was watching all this anime, I was thinking, why am I so into this? Why am I liking this? And I realized that one of the reasons I like anime, and I like certain types of certain genres, certain sub-genres of anime, is that I like the stock characters. And this is kind of weird, because as a child, and when I was younger in general, I did not like stock characters. You know, I thought it was cheap. I thought it was the easy way out. I thought, don't give me a stock character because now I know what's going to happen, you know? And I don't like the stock characters of a lot of Western stuff. You know, I don't like melodrama with the classic villain and the hero and the heroine / ingenue and all that crap. I don't know. But when it comes to anime, I think I like this better just because the stock characters are more interesting. At least they are to me, being as they're not the regular same old thing that I've always seen my entire life. Although, you know, I have been watching anime you know, since the 80s for a long time. But I don't know. And one of the stock characters I like the most is the is the tsundere. And I was wondering, why do I love these characters so much? Jeez, here goes my sinuses. Because I really love this character. I love the tsundere. But not when she's mean and angry. But when she's mopey. And kind of, is, you know, you wonder, is she depressed? What's wrong with her? Blah, blah, blah. But I really love that character. And so I was trying to figure out, why do I love this? Well, for a couple of reasons. One, and this is the same reason why I like all stock characters in anime, and that is, if you have a stock character, you really don't have to develop the character in the story very much. And because it's a stock character, everybody already knows what this person's personality is like. We already know how this person's going to behave, and we sort of know the entire situation. We just don't know a few little details. And that's true for all stock characters. And so, because this character is already pre-developed, less time has to be spent developing the characters, and more time can be spent developing the plot or forwarding the storyline. And that's what I like about some of these, like, teenage romance farces, is that in order for these types of plot lines to be good, they have to be rather detailed, and they have to be very convolute in order to really work so dramatically. And so the use of stock characters allows more development of the plot and story instead of having to develop characters. So I like that aspect of it. That is convenient for me. I prefer a fast-moving story. So I like that. The other thing about the tsundere character specifically, and this took me a while to figure out, because it finally occurred to me, you know, this is only a character I like in these stories. I would not like this person in real life, would I? And then for some reason my brain went to, do I know any tsundere girls, or have I ever known any? And then it was like getting slapped in the face with a giant fish. Yeah. I've had a number of run-ins with this character in real life. And I started laughing, thinking, my God, I'm an idiot. How did I not ever think this? Oh, my God. And it reminds me of a girl I know in real life. And what are we going to call her? She has a double name. So think of somebody named like Andy Anderson. Or what would be another one? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. So we're going to call this girl Andy. Andy Anderson. Oh, my God. All the memories that come flooding back. So I met this girl back in, like, the first couple of days of junior high school when I was in seventh grade in 19... And so, yeah, there was this girl. Okay, actually, there was two girls. When I entered junior high school, there was this girl who was in my homeroom, and she was super cute, and she had long black hair, straight black hair, and I was just like, oh my God. And we're going to call this girl, oh, Angie. And I took one look at this girl, and I was like, oh my God. Right, she's cute as hell. And then, as fate would have it, being as we were in the same homeroom, When we were assigned lockers out in the hallway, we were right next to each other. And romance bloomed. Okay. So, Angie, she had a couple of friends. And one of them was Andy Anderson. Not her real name, but in a similar style. So it turns out that, boy, this chick Andy, she hated me. She hated my guts. She wouldn't look at me. She wouldn't talk to me. If I came up to talk to Angie and Andy was around, Andy would just swivel and just start walking off. It was just crazy. She hated me so much, I couldn't figure it out. And I had no problem with this girl, who was also really super cute. She was this little tiny dancer girl with also really, really long brown hair. Long brown hair down to her butt. And she was super cute. And she was little, skinny, little ballerina type, right? Why did she hate me so much? Why did she hate me so much? Later in that, was it that year or was that the next year? I think that was the next year. Oh my God, this girl would just spit poison at me, stare daggers into my back, constantly insulting me and putting me down. And I was just, it's like, okay, what is your problem? Well, if you understand the tsundere character, you know exactly what the problem is already. Because Andy Anderson was 100% dyed-in-the-wool, textbook example tsundere girl. Gyaru. Oh my God. And this went on for years. This went on for 3 years, all through junior high school, or middle school as it's called today. And when we were in eighth grade, just by coincidence, we got sat next to each other in our art class. In my junior high school, art was recommended, so everybody had to take art. And people were paired off and sat at tables. And of course, I had to sit at a table right next to Andy Anderson, the chick that hates me more than anything. And at one point in this art class, she got so mad at me that she stabbed me in the hand with a pencil. I had my hand on the table in front of me. She just took her pencil and stabbed it right into my right hand. Here's the scar right here. I still have this scar so many years later. Oh my God. By the time we got to high school, well, that's not quite right. By the next year, if you want to hear the funny story, the rest of the stabbing story, the chick stabs me in the hand, and I scream, and I sort of push her away by the shoulder. And because, you know, she only weighed 60 pounds, you know, she kind of went scooting away on her chair, right? The art teacher, Mr. Huntoff, saw that part, runs over, literally picks me up by my hair, grabs me by the hair at the top of my head, yanks me out of my seat, hauls my ass down to the principal's office. And I'm screaming my head off, you know, what the hell are you doing? Although we don't say hell in that school. We use more intense language. And he's freaking out on me. He's losing his mind. He's dragging me. And I'm at this point in time, I'm trying to punch him in the kidneys, and he's getting super pissed off. He finally drags me into the principal's office, which wasn't that far away. And blah, 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 he's screaming, and Slodic, the principal, he's going, what the hell's going on? And I just shut up. I let Huntoff, the teacher, go off on his bullshit story. And then I said, well, that bitch stabbed me. And I held out my hand. Here's my hand bleeding with the pencil lead still in my hand. And suddenly the art teacher shut up. Suddenly I wasn't in trouble anymore. And suddenly I'm in the advantageous position of having been physically abused by a teacher for the wrong reasons. Yeah, everybody shut up really quick after that. Anyway, By the time we were in ninth grade, Andy Anderson was starting to be a little bit cooler. She wasn't, you know, like actively trying to murder me anymore. But she wasn't, you know, like super nice or anything. But we were sort of on speaking terms, et cetera, et cetera. Then we got into high school. And then when we were in high school, she ignored me completely, which was fine. Which was fine. I had better stuff to do, or actually worse stuff to do, in high school. Although, and we wouldn't talk. You know, we would just sort of nod at each other a couple of times if we couldn't get around it. But she ran with a different circle of people and didn't want to be known that she came from the same school as I do. This is all very complicated. There's a lot of weird school politics going on in here. Yeah, but of course, what happens, you know, like the week after we graduate from high school? That's right. She calls me up. I can't figure out what she wants, but she wants to talk and blah, blah, blah. And what happens? If you guessed she jumped your bones, then you are correct. And I was confused. But I sort of went with it because, you know, by the time we were out of high school, my God, she was an extraordinarily beautiful woman. And we had a relationship for a long time after that. So when I sit here and ask myself, have I ever known any girls like that? Have I ever known any stock characters? Have I ever known any stereotype tsundere girls? Yes, Andy Anderson. Who's one of them? Oh my God. Is that why I like this stock characters? Because I had so many close encounters with them. I don't know. Is that why I like the character? I don't know. With Andy, I almost said her real name there. This chick was violent. She would hit me. She would stab me. You don't see tsundere girls doing that in anime. It's just ridiculous. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've had a bizarre life, I tell you. I didn't really think it was. I always sort of thought my life was average and regular. Didn't see myself as being any different than anybody else. Turns out I was wrong. Oh my God, as the older I got, you know, the more often people would point out to me and say, you know, you really have had weird experiences in your life. It's like, you know, I didn't think so until you mentioned it, but maybe? Yeah, I am that guy. Other tsundere characters in my life were my girlfriends when I was a senior in high school. The first one, we'll call her Jay. I would ask this girl out, and she would say she couldn't, and she was grounded. And this went on for months. I'm like, how often or how long are you grounded for? What the hell did you do? And she would never tell me. And eventually, you know, like 6 months later, I finally got her to go out with me. And it was really weird, but I found out later that the reason that she told me she was grounded is that she was, like, too nervous, and she wanted to stay home and watch Miami Vice. And she was a dork, and since she was incapable of expressing her actual feelings, I dumped her for another chick who was also tsundere, but in a slightly different manner. And her name was Polly. She lived in a tree. Oh, Polly. What a character she was. She was awesome. And that didn't last very long, though. That was sort of like January till the beginning of summer. And there goes my voice. So I guess we can't talk anymore today. So instead, I will play Zanzula. Man, this just makes me want to buy the new one. There's a new Sansula. It's 11 note instead of 9 notes. This one's only 9 notes. And that's why this is such an instrument, easy instrument to play. There's only 9 notes. It's not like a piano with 88 notes. It's not like a chromatic stringed instrument with infinite notes. 9 notes. 9 discrete notes. You can play this. It's easy. It's just that easy, and I gotta go. Tune in tomorrow at 19:30 UTC for more dubious, questionable voice committee. My name's Tobe. I gotta get out of here. Blah, blah, blah. Bye. I'll see you tomorrow.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ボブ、ボブズコンピューターリペア、ボブドゥーブ、コールボブダブ。